Welcome to today's coffee break. Nothing's going to stop us. Pandemic? Whatever. Having to move? We got this. So Jeff is socially distant from us, from me. He's in the studio.
And, hi.
I'm in the office. And I was joking that we're socially distant, but realistically, because he's using his phone and I'm using mine, we're getting severe feedback. So that's the real deal. You want to show them around, Jeff? Just kind of pan around?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I am in actually the broadcast area of Studio E. So where Robbie's showing up from is from the production studio. But this is actually the studio for where we're going to be broadcasting. So behind me is the blue wall. And right now the idea is that is where when Category 5 kicks off, will be, and then we're going to have, I believe, the unboxing table you said is over here.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to be having like a green screen standing studio over here, and over here is Becca. Oh, there's Becca. And this is the wonderful natural lighting that we're getting in Studio E, so that as we broadcast from here, we're going to have a nice glow coming off Robbie's head so we can save energy on those lights. And yeah, it's going to be good.
And I'm here in the production studio. So this is where all the wires are going to come to. You can see the server rack fits very nicely in the alcove. So there's our server rack. I'm going to put some LEDs in there to make it look nice. My desk is obviously ready to go, set up, and I'll just put my computer on that. There we go. So we'll get this all worked out. Anthony's here, putting in the motion sensors and everything else. Say hi, Anthony.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Strangely, didn't want a coffee. Didn't want a coffee for a coffee break. So cheers. It's looking good, eh?
Oh, it's exciting.
Jeff, one of the things that has been noted so far about the studio, I'm going to just kind of creep over here for just a second. I'm going to set my phone down. Watch this. Here we go. There we go. I'm going to just go like that just for a moment because I'm going to go see Jeff. I just want to point
right there.
So I just pointed at that little bubble in the wall. Jeff, can you see it?
Is it showing up on my camera?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, slightly.
So how tall would you think that is? I guessed from video probably about 8 feet, 7 feet.
Yeah, it's about seven.
And when you're sitting, how high is that compared to you? So here, I'll bring my camera around.
Okay, oh, it's so right that's me touching the bubble. I am not touching the bubble. Yeah, that's about 7 feet.
Okay. No. So yeah, we may see it a little bit. Maybe we just find a nice drape to cover that or something. I don't think it's really all that major.
I don't think so.
We'll see. It's not something that I noticed before, but it was pointed out right on Kickstarter.
I'll leave it to the Kickstarters.
Yeah. So did everybody, now it's just, it looks like it's just us here. I saw Peter.
Yeah.
Peter's here. Hey, buddy.
Yeah,
I wonder if, because today is move day, I wonder if people thought that we weren't going to do a coffee break.
Well, it could be, but I mean, Solbu is in here.
Oh, is he? I don't see him on my phone. I'm going to try to figure out. Oh, there's a participants button. Oh, Bill's here.
Yep.
And Solbu's here. Nice. Hey, guys.
I think they're just being shy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can't, because I don't have a computer, I can't see anybody other than the person who's speaking. So so unless you make a noise, I won't even know you're here.
Making a noise.
Hey, Solbu.
I'm just getting something to eat in addition to the coffee.
Ah, yes, okay.
Solbu, do you have an electronic drum kit set up just beside your kitchen?
Yes, I do. It's Yamaha DTX something. I bought it just before the shutdown.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So I have always had two drumsticks laying around. In the church I went to 30 years ago, the pastor was he played the drums during the service. So and he gave me two drumsticks for some reason, and I still have them. So I've been all these years I've been playing air drums, so to speak. And I've known, so how to do it is I know how to do, but yeah, it's a weird feeling having something that pushes back a little bit.
Yes, actually, it's funny. I mean, doing the whole air drum thing, I totally get that. I'm an air drummer myself, but I'm also a finger tapper, and my two pointer fingers have become my drumsticks so much so that they actually curve out now. And they start to twist. So it's like I've done all this damage to my fingers from all years of finger drumming.
Check on the truck.
Oh my goodness, look at you go. Wi-Fi reaches that far?
Hey guys.
I don't think the Wi-Fi reaches. Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Good. How you doing? Got a lot of buffering.
Hello?
Got some... You're frozen. Oh, there you go.
Oh, there we go. Something with the internet wasn't liking me. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I was connected, but... I had to disconnect my camera for a little while because I was flashing a micro SD card. Now I just replugged the camera in, so I'm here.
I'm glad you added micro SD card.
I need a USB hub. That's what I need.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think of Studio E so far?
It's looking good.
It looks good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hey, he's back. That's good.
Oh, yeah, I've got to tell everybody it's my birthday today. I'm not sure how old I am.
Is today your birthday?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
My wife tomorrow. I can't forget. Yeah.
And Robbie, I watched that video, the Kickstarter video, and I saw that wall defect, as it were.
Yeah,
I think if you just pay attention to the lighting, you won't even notice it.
Should do okay, eh? And also, like, there's usually stuff that we put behind us. I don't know. I don't think we're going to use the same shelving that we used before, but I'm gonna have the set designer kind of come up with some ideas on what they can do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what that is going to be. It could be like some kind of fancy lighting.
It's also quite off center. Like it's far over to the left side of the wall, or I guess, stage left. So it may not even show up on camera depending on where we're standing. I mean,
yeah,
true.
Whenever you think about where we filmed in Studio D, the camera was maybe only a couple inches focused above my head. And I mean, that spot is up 7 feet. So I don't think you're going to see it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And you may not need artificial backlights.
Yeah.
I think the other thing to remember too at Studio E is that we're going to be seated instead of standing.
Oh, that's right. And
then it definitely won't show.
Yeah.
Standing, you only went up about 6.5 feet, so it would probably be just out of range. Yeah.
So where Jeff is sitting there, the contractor is going to be building a stage for us. So I'm going to
nice. Go over there.
So see where Jeff is? That's going to be a stage.
Okay.
So it's going to be like a small elevation. And that's going to give us something that we can feed all the wires under. Bill, you remember how hard it is for us to hide wires at Studio D. Right? So yes, that way we can just hide all the wiring underneath the stage and it can just come up where we need it.
Like a raised floor.
Yeah, just slightly raised, yeah. It's an old building that we're in. And so the floors are a little bit uneven. Jeff, you can probably see that. It's not like terrible. It's not uncomfortable, but your desk might kind of work back and forth a little bit. So putting a stage in is also going to give us a more level
floor. Got 18. Well. Have you got 18, Robbie? Have you got 18? Okay.
I didn't catch that, Peter.
Heating.
You're eating?
Heating.
I have the heating.
Yes, absolutely. Heating and air conditioning. Yeah, at the right times of the year.
That's right, and they don't have their own food.
Yeah.
Wow, heating and cooling.
I don't know my age very well.
That's something I'm really looking forward to with having a professional landlord, is like a landlord that is, that's what they do. It's going to make a big difference for us.
I like your t-shirt, Robbie, considering the day.
Yeah, very timely, isn't it?
That wasn't planned.
Well, I don't know if you guys are planning, I'm assuming you'll be planning on it, but you got to check out the videos we've been doing from today, because we had some special guests hanging out at the studio today, Studio D, while we were packing up. And
they were
fun to hang out with.
Anthony's just warning me here, guys.
What?
Oh, dear. Anthony, what are you doing?
Yeah, we program zones. We have to.
Becca, are you ready for this?
The alarm's going to go.
Look at your ears.
Oh, dear.
Here we go.
I heard a clicking.
Maybe a fuse, maybe.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, that silent alarm is deafening.
Yeah, it's working.
I was expecting like sirens and blaring, all little beep like you open the door.
And in 2 minutes, there's a whole SWAT team coming.
The SWAT team will be there.
He's doing all the programming and everything. I don't want to like put him on camera because he's probably punching in like secret passwords and stuff. Mm-hmm. One, he says. So you guys see how big this alcove really is?
Yeah.
There's our server rack, and look at how high it is. It's ridiculous.
You need a bigger rack.
More stuff to put on it, right?
There you go.
Yeah. What's cool about, like, see, doesn't that show you how my camera really makes things look smaller? So if you consider that, how small that little alcove looked, and then think about how small the studio space looks, because people are saying, oh, it looks a lot smaller. Well, I think my phone does that. It's weird, eh?
Yeah.
Normally the camera is supposed to add 10 pounds. In this case, it takes off 30 square feet.
That's a this is my 5 foot server rack. You guys know how wide a server rack is, and it's like, it's got a foot on either side.
Nice. This reminds me of a comment that I saw. I think I mentioned this a week back, but on the very last video that Louis Rossman did on his old store, it was all cleaned out. It was just empty and a little rubbish lying behind. And one commenter said that it looked smaller with nothing in it than it ever did with everything.
I can't hear you.
There's the alarm.
What have you done? I reset it for you. Thank you.
It's working, yay! Yeah, but
a little bit more than the door beat.
Yeah, but the commenters said in response to the video about on the empty store that on the old store for Louis Rossman, one commenter said that he couldn't believe that it looked smaller with nothing in it than it ever did with all the crap in it.
Yeah,
it does work that way sometimes.
So maybe the studio will look bigger when you start filling it with stuff.
Yeah, I wonder
on camera, anyway.
Need to get more shelves on that rack, Robbie, so you can put your NEM servers on it.
Yeah, something like that, eh? I thought what I'd do, because I do have one, I've got one set of rails. So our main server goes on those rails, and I thought I could stack some stuff on top of that strategically.
Mm.
So, and then there's the rack has these little lips. See those?
Yeah.
And that gives it a little bit of extra stability, the rack itself. But because it has a lip, I could just put a piece of plywood on it even for just a cheap and cheerful solution if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But you can buy like server rack shelves for like $50. So.
Mm.
That'd be cool.
I think it would be nice for you to have the server rack in another room than the studio itself.
Isn't that going to be nice? No server noise, guys.
No fan spinning.
No, none. It's going to be absolutely silent. I heard a train go by the other night when I was here, and I just was like, I'm trying to picture where a train track is. So I don't know if that would ever happen during a show, but I don't think it would pick it up. But it's only for a moment anyways.
I remember when I worked in a local radio station in 93. On the lot next door, they were pushing down maybe 10 meters long. They were doing some digging, and they were plying down some metal bars to keep the dirt away, and we had to walk out and ask them nicely if they during 2 hours if they could take a break, because they were deafening all our microphones.
I don't see railroad tracks on this map, Robbie.
Neither do I, Bill. That's why it was so weird. I'm like, where is that coming from? I can't think of any nearby. I mean, there's the Allendale train station, but that's pretty far off.
Yeah.
There is some train tracks. I don't think they're in use, but they run right along, I think it's Tiffin Street, which is not far from here.
Mm. That's
because,
right.
I used to live on Patterson. Actually, yeah, they are used, because I used to live on Patterson and the train went right by our house.
They're rarely used, though. They're not very heavily trafficked.
No, I think we had a train go by once every 3 months.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
You maybe have stumbled across a secret governmental facility. Since it's not marked on any map.
Oh, this is cool. The Studio E is right beside the high school that I went to, except they tore the high school down. It doesn't exist anymore. So now it's just this big field. So it was weird driving in and looking over to see, you know, where I graduated, and it's all gone.
Isn't that weird?
So, yeah, it's kind of weird being back in this area.
Yeah, I did the same last summer when I visited my old place where I grew up. The old school building is torn down, and they have built a new one. And almost all of the other supporting buildings are not there. So it's a big empty space. It's weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time moves forward.
Indeed.
That won't happen in New York. They got to let those buildings fall down.
Yeah. That's right.
They build buildings up here without any buying permission, and they try to get away with it as well. the government is now hooked on what people do, and they come around and tell them to pull the stuff down.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were talking about some old stuff. I've been digging a little around.
What did you find? Oh, whoa! Is that MFM? No, that's IDE.
Yes.
Wow.
Classic. Is that 5 megabyte?
4.
4 megabyte.
Yeah. And wow. It was in use up until 2 or 3 years ago. Installed on this drive is Mandrake 2006. Wow. And if I put it up, it still works.
So it must be gigabyte then, 4 gigabyte.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a little newer than I was thinking. That's out of a compact, isn't it?
I have no idea. No, I don't think so. I don't remember. I have this. I've had this drive for
at least a year.
5 years. 25 years, maybe.
Wow. And still operates. Meanwhile, yeah. My new Seagate drive dies in 2 years.
I found one of these.
Beautiful little coaster you got there, Bill.
Yeah.
Have you got one of the big ones, Bill? What you used to throw around at people?
Yeah,
the 5.5-inch ones.
Yeah, I don't go that far back.
And I found the disk of the second Linux that I ever used.
Wow! Nice. Came with Caldera.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That would be me.
So this one I got in 98 or something. On a local on a gas station where I used to live, there was a magazine, a new Norwegian computer magazine who had CDs often, and SUSE 5.2 was on that, and it all over the front cover it said. A real 32-bit free operating systems, and I knew that Windows 95 and 98 that I had at the time was not completely 32-bit, so I was intrigued by it. It was a real 32-bit, and it was free, so of course I had to try it, and here I am.
I didn't realize you lived in a gas station.
I think we lost Robbie and Jeff again.
Robbie took a walk.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah. So I still, I don't do it every year, but I still sometimes go through this book.
That's my big programmer. He's either Bill Wood.
Speaking of floppy drives.
Oh dear.
Which is that's the one before, but it's not very good. Oh yeah.
This was one of the first games I ever bought. I still have it.
Wow.
Pack rat. Yeah.
Is that on a 5.5-inch?
No, the 3.2. The new the ones.
The non-floppy floppies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids call them the save buttons. I've got a few kicking around the house, and they're like, Dad, why do you have a save button? I'm like, oh, my gosh, that hurts.
Yeah, someone on Twitter a few months ago commented that his daughter, I think it was amazed that he had a real save button in his hand. And there she commented, oh, you printed the save button.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And will Microsoft ever get rid of the have disk button?
Yeah. Oh.
And of course, this was the first computer game that I owned.
Wow.
I still have, and this is the CD-ROM version, but I initially had it as on 3 floppy disks, I think.
Wow. Oh.
Makes me think, Jeff, we need to have an Unreal Tournament.
Absolutely. I think we should do Unreal Tournament on the day that I go through labor.
Sounds good.
And this is my all-time favorite. It is still my favorite. It was the first XCOM game with real-time turns. And I remember often I won battles just by waiting for the aliens to come where I was setting up ambushes. So I could just lay around and wait.
I have all my original video games, even the ones on the floppy disks and everything. Like, I have Commander Keen, all that kind of stuff at home. I just can't part with it for some reason.
Yeah.
Uncle Boxy's Amiga discs, games as well, going back to, well, don't know how long. I still got them. Right. In a cupboard somewhere. My wife wants to throw them out, but I wasn't lit up.
Nice.
Amiga 500 it was.
Wow.
Jeff, what do you think? Is it time for us to wrap up our break and head back to work?
Oh, probably, even though I'm enjoying sitting down.
Oh, I know.
How long have you been going at it today?
Jeff?
Robbie picked up the truck at 8. I got to the studio at 8:30, and we've been going solid ever since. And we'll probably go into the evening hours.
Yeah.
Sasha was here earlier as well with Dave. And what I've been doing throughout the day, if you are one of our Kickstarter supporters, I've been recording all throughout the day, and I will be publishing a video tonight or tomorrow morning, depending on how quickly I can get the server set up today, that will have basically the entire day's events. So if you want to follow along with that, it'll be a lot of fun. So thank you, everybody, for joining us for a coffee break. I hope you have a great afternoon. See ya.
Take care.
You too.
Be careful, guys.
Bye.
Bye.